This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Hey, today we're going to have a feel-good show. I think it's time for a feel-good show, right? A show that really connects with us on a good, positive level. I think we've gone through a lot lately. And I think one of the biggest things in our life that we have to look at is being happy and thankful for the things that we have. And I think more often than not, we're not thankful for those things until, well, we lose them. And sometimes it's interesting, too, because it's like, you know, throughout life we have a tendency of taking things for granted. Sometimes we can take, you know, situations, family dynamic, family members, friends, and it's not until something changes that we begin to look at something in a different way. You know, today, though, I really want to focus on, you know, the value of the female components in our life. So whether that's your grandma, your great-grandmother, your mother. And I know that some of you out there say, well, I might not have had a perfect relationship. And I understand that. Some of you may have had a pretty good relationship. Some of you may have had a really great relationship. And then some of you may connect a mother or a grandmother type role with somebody that might not have been related to you, but someone who matters just as much. And it's very interesting how important this dynamic is and how relevant it is right now, because I think as we're getting on the backside, and a lot of us can say that it's the backside of COVID. Some of us say that we don't even know what's going to happen next. But many of us have been unable to visit with some of our older relatives or family or friends in the fear of getting them sick. As we know, some of the homes for older folks and some of those facilities have been closed or people are unable to visit them. And we've seen that some people have passed on throughout this time where they're unable to even have a funeral or only got to talk through the glass or on FaceTime or Skype or phone. And so I think right now relevance of the importance of grandmothers and mothers is more important than ever. And, you know, how do they make our lives wonderful? You know, and it's interesting how, you know, many of us, and whether it's somebody that you've adopted as a mother, adopted as a grandmother, doesn't have to be your blood grandmother or mother here. It could be, but it can be. And I know that many of you might have really good connections with your mother or grandmother, or maybe had some major changes that you actually, you know, really worked on a relationship and, you know, throughout the years really cultivated a relationship that really got really good, very positive, and you were able to make those changes and create a really, really positive relationship. You know, and I think that many of us have these really great feelings about our grandmother or mother, and we can think about some of the fun times that we've had, and some of you have, they're still existing in your life, they're still alive, which is very awesome, and at that point in time, you know, be aware of how important that is that they are still alive, and really think about that. On the flip side, some of you may have lost your mother, or your grandmother, or your great-grandmother, and you miss them. Some of you may feel like their spirit still lives with you. Some of you may feel as though they have passed maybe through a different doorway, but they're still there. And I know that it's a powerful thing because when we feel that the spirit is still around us, it can be very uplifting. You know, my grandmother passed away back on August 22nd, 2017, actually during the time of the eclipse. And I actually went up to Oregon. We had scheduled a trip to go up to Oregon to see the eclipse about 6 months prior. And my grandmother actually passed away during that time. She always made grand entrances and obviously made a grand exit. So she passed away right at the time of the eclipse, right before actually it happened. And I wasn't there for her exact passing, but I had been there throughout life and was there, obviously, at the funeral. And it's always an interesting feeling because, you know, when we go through that process of somebody kind of going through that next doorway, it can be an interesting mixed bag of emotions. And I think many of you know what I'm talking about. It's like, you don't know, do you cry, do you laugh, do you talk about old times, do you not? How do you deal with this stuff? And I feel like it's however you deal with it is the right way you deal with it, right? And I feel like those last times that I saw her were so important. And I think that recently, in the last few months, I've actually felt her energy, and I know that she went through a lot of pain during her life. And, you know, pain emotionally, mentally, physically. And I realized that that burden was no longer with her. And I'm not getting you to change your thoughts on people or things or experiences. But energy is something, and we're all made out of energy, and energy doesn't die, so where does it go, right? I think that's a $10 trillion question right there, right? So if energy doesn't die, where does it go? I think that's the question that we've been asking ourselves for the millennium, right? So it's like, what's happening here? So it's a doorway, right? So where does it go? What happens? And I think a lot of us have some great ideas. We have some good thoughts. We have an idea. We have a finger on the pulse. We have a good beat on things, right? We have a thought about something. And sometimes those thoughts change on a daily basis, and sometimes we augment them, and we read something new, or we see something, and it really connects with us. I know that many of you might have gone to a psychic before, or a medium, and those are interesting, too. I haven't done that. I'm not against it. I'm not for it. I think it's very interesting. I think if somebody has a gift, then they have a gift. But I always wonder why you'd have to go out to find someone else to connect with your loved ones. I don't know. Maybe it's like doing taxes, right? It's just over your head, no pun intended. But, you know, I feel like it's kind of one of those things where it's like, well, I think we can communicate to a certain degree. But I think we need to realize the value of what we have, even what we had. And I don't know if it ever really changes. Later on here in the hour, Heather Lean is going to join us. Heather has a new awesome new best-selling children's book out, Angel Grandma. She's going to be joining us from New York, calling in here live on Live Your True Life Perspectives. And I really feel that children's books aren't really children's books. I feel like children's books are great to read to children, right? But I think that children's books are always great for adults, too. I always like the illustrations, to be quite honest with you. And I always liked the short books because they had a point and they didn't have to say a bunch about it. And the point was very clear and it made me feel a certain way and it was good. And this book, which I think is very powerful, is that it really talks about, you know, after Heather was grieving about the loss of her mother-in-law and her own mother passing away, she decided to begin to write this book. And it sparked her passion, you know, and her life purpose. And the book was written, you know, both for children and adults, which is great. But it's about really catching up and understanding that even though somebody might have passed on, they're still with you. And the book is charming and beautifully done, and we're going to talk about that. She's going to be calling in here in just a bit. But I think right now, more than ever, I feel like it's time to connect and feel good and realize that, you know, if they have passed, okay, let's remember them. And if they haven't, let's start spending some time in connecting and not waiting until they have moved on. You know, I find it very interesting, too, that a lot of folks, you know, have had issues with their family. And they say, you know, I haven't connected with my family, or we've been estranged for a long time. You know, what do I do in that situation? And I understand being estranged. I get it. You know, there was a period of time where I was estranged from a family member for 7 years. We finally got back together and we made our relationship way stronger than it ever was. Yeah, it was touch and go there for a moment, for many moments, many years, right? But we both realized the value of working on that relationship. I find that a lot of folks, you know, throughout my work as a life coach, I find out that a lot of folks have dealt with, you know, a parent, a mother, a father, you know, kind of falling out of their life or making different choices. We've also seen parents who their children cut them out of their life. And that can be a very tragic, gut-wrenching feeling. And so I ask you right now, if that is a situation and you are estranged, can you begin to figure out how to connect the dots on that? And there might be some of those relationships that, well, they might be incurable. You know, maybe there's so much water under the bridge and so much toxicity that that's not something that you can deal with. But I think that if you look and think about, okay, we don't want to ever have any regret. And we want to make sure that the regret that we have is very minimal, because any regret is very painful. And I think anybody listening to the show right here on USA Radio Networks knows that that's the case. And so we're going to be talking about this. We're also going to be talking about, which is so neat, you know, about the reason why Heather wrote this book. But why, bigger than that, why is remembrance so important at this time? Why is it relevant that we remember our loved ones? You know, and some of the helpful tips to help parents to talk to their kids. Because, you know, think about it. You might have a child right now and you might have, you know, grandma might be getting up there in age. Grandpa may be getting up there in age. You know, maybe even, you know, your mother or father. And how do you talk with kids about grief? How do you talk about kids about loss? It's very touchy. And that's something that we'll talk about here later on in the hour, too. Because I feel that these are the subjects that are real. These are the subjects that really matter, especially these types of things. And it's even challenging for us adults, right? Death is challenging. I think many of us fear death. I think many of us clearly fear death because we don't know what's going to happen after. I mean, that's got to be the biggest fear. It's not, oh my gosh, are they going to get my order right? You know, at Starbucks, I'm fearful that they're going to put like whole milk instead of soy. Oh God. No, it's about the concept of what's going to happen when this is all over, for God's sakes. You know, we all have these ideas, and I have a happier idea than some people do. I have a more clear thought process of what I'd like, and I've kind of chosen kind of a path, and I think that that's a powerful thing, too, because I think we're manifesting beings here, right? I think that we've been sold a bill of goods that we're not. I think that we've been sold a bill of goods that we're, you know, we're in this body and that we're three-dimensional and all that great stuff and that we need to live by this and follow these rules and follow these laws and, you know, get up at this time and go to bed there and go to work. And I get it. I get it. We've been programmed to have to do all these things. But I think that it's we were much bigger spiritual beings than we give our credit to, because we've been told this. You know, I mean, heck, I mean, how big of a spiritual being do you feel like you are when you're getting up at 5 a.m. every morning to go to work? And going to bed, you know, and there you are, you know, going into the kitchen, eating ice cream at 10:30 and then feeling bad about it and guilty on top of that and gaining weight. So it's like, you know, how, you know, but you got to put it in perspective, and we got to have some fun here. We got to have some laughs, because that's what it's all about. We've been going through a lot of stuff lately. We need to think about the things that matter. And I think that everybody has somebody in their life that they look up to as a mother, a grandmother, a grandfather, a father. And we're going to be, you know, really talking to that today in today's show and really connecting the dots on that. Heather's going to be calling in here in our next segment. And the greatest thing about this is that y'all can really connect with the loved ones that you have. And maybe after this show, picking up the phone. And if you can't pick up the phone, then maybe, you know, just having a loving thought, taking a moment, loving thought, projecting that thought, and going on about your day with a smile. So stay tuned, because we'll be talking with Heather here in just a moment and Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Well, you know what? I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes. Are you an artist?
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir Anatomy of a Patient as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. you can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
ArtForYourCause.com supports artists. There's no cost to join Art For Your Cause, and artists receive an individual artist profile, an online art sales gallery with your artist statement, a link to your website, your original work, your art prints, as well as art printed on awesome products. You retain the copyright, and you get paid. ArtForYourCause.com donates 10% of each buyer's purchase to their nonprofit of their choice in the checkout, where there's over 1 million nonprofits to select from. Go ahead and check out ArtForYourCause.com.
Are you looking for or interested in artwork for your home or office? Are you interested in purchasing artwork? Even seeing behind the scenes of the art-making process? Supporting the artist in their journey? Even finding out information like what makes an artist collectible? And to get the artist's perspective? Go to artforyourcause.com/AP. That's artforyourcause.com/AP. And become an Art Lover member today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're dedicating this show to anyone who loves a grandma, loves a mother, is a grandma. Even grandpas and fathers, you can jump in here too. But you know, today we're talking with an amazing author. She's got a best-selling new book. Her name is Heather Lean. Heather's joining us by phone right now, and her book title is Angel Grandma. Angel Grandma, and it's a great book, and I've read it a couple times already. I love children's books because I don't think it's really for those children. I think it's also for adults. Heather, great to have you on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing today?
Hi, Ashley. Thank you so much for having me. I'm enjoying this beautiful day, so I'm so happy to be here.
We're great to have you on, and I just love your book, and I love the fact that it really connects with us, and it's, you know, tell us more about how you came up with this book. What was that energy? What was the connection to get you to write this book, Heather?
So I had actually, my mom was suffering for quite a while with Alzheimer's, and we had lost my mother-in-law about actually 3 years ago yesterday. And my mom just passed away back in April 2019. So, you know, after the grieving process and, you know, she had a very, very small funeral. It was just her children, her husband, and back to New York. She was in Florida. You know, we sat shit, but we did the normal grieving. Just couldn't get past it. You know, I had intense grief, intense despair, a lot of pitying myself, and you know, I have two young children, 2 and 4, and you know, I was sad for them. I just couldn't get past all that turmoil. And it got to a certain point where, you know, I was raised Jewish, and you know, I'm not super religious, but I was searching for something, and I had started reading spiritual books and something to help me process all this grief, because it got to the point where I just didn't want to feel this way anymore. I pity myself and my children for not having anyone or not having a grandmother. And I got to that point where I was like searching for something, and I started reading a lot of spiritual books and kind of connecting, being open to things. And I mean, one of the greatest books I read was Eckhart Tolle, you know, The Power of Now. And I was not living in the now. I was living in the past and worrying about the future. I was living everywhere but the now. And it was hard just being a parent, everything, going through my grief and kind of not really just kind of stifling it down and going back to work, and got to the point where I needed to do something. So between, you know, reading and growing spiritually, I had kind of this idea to give back about writing a book and giving back to charity. I was giving to a charity at the time. And I didn't think I was a writer. You know, I didn't really even think I had this book in me. But after I wrote that first, it was like a little children's book about gratitude. It was give back to a charity, and I still donate to them. It kind of opens the door. And I had this in my head, like, all along. I wanted to write something like a poem to my mom, you know, like a love note basically to my mom, and share it with my children at some point. And after I wrote it, you know, I showed it to my husband. He's like, wow, it's going to be a great children's book. And I really didn't think about that initially. And then, you know, I realized there's really not a lot of children's books. And like you said, we're all kind of children on the inside. We're all processing it. We're all dealing with the grief, maybe in a way. But, you know, on the inside, we're all trying to cope with that.
Right. And Heather, when we return, we'll be talking more about that, because I know that a lot of you listening have gone through grief. You've gone through this experience. You know exactly what Heather's talking about. It's resonating with you. So when we return, we'll be talking more about that, more about, you know, the meaning behind the book, more about, you know, why she wrote it and how it connects with you, but also us to really see the value and understand that they haven't really gone. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in 2 Shades.
We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598, and begin to learn your history.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump delivered the commencement address to graduating cadets at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The president decided to appear at the graduation ceremony as students are returning after the school is closed over concerns about the coronavirus.
Thank you, General. And hello, cadets. On behalf of our entire nation, let me say congratulations to the incredible West Point class of 2020. Congratulations. Everyone, we are here to celebrate your achievements, and great achievements they are.
The President's speech focused on congratulating the graduates and honoring the United States Army, which was established 245 years ago. The President briefly addressed the coronavirus pandemic, saying the virus came to our shores from a distant land called China. He also praised the cadets for choosing to join the armed forces. This is USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about grandma's mothers, about their love, about dealing with the passing of a grandmother or a mother. And we're joining us today by phone, the newest author of a great book, Angel Grandma. It's Heather Lean on the line with us today. Heather, you know, right before the break, we were talking about the grief that you were going through.
Right.
And how, so did this book help, as far as did it help be cathartic in the fact of writing it? Did that help you walk through that? Tell me more about that.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. It's a great question, because when I had finally put the pen to paper, I kind of had this in my head for a little while, but I didn't want to deal with those emotions. You know, I didn't want to feel them. You kind of grow up, it's a little taboo to talk about death, and you kind of just, you move on. That's what everyone tells you. And as a child, when you're first feeling and learn, that is not helpful. You know, it's not helpful to children. It's not helpful to adults. It doesn't really help anyone by just saying you can't feel these feelings. And I wasn't ready to really deal with it head on, but it came to the point where And I was in a grocery store, and I was thinking of my mom, and then I'm walking through, and I see this balloon get stuck in the conveyor belt, and it said, I love you. And as I'm walking out to the parking lot, I just saw feathers on the ground, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know if this is divine intervention or this is just me, like, realizing I have to write this book. And I went home that day, and I finally just put pen to paper, and I'm crying through the whole thing. And it's not meant to be a sad book. It's meant to be a book about hope and never-ending love, you know, knowing what we, I think, all know in our heart to be true is that it's, you know, love is endless. Just because you can't see a person here, just because their physical body is not here, doesn't mean that, you know, like, if you want to talk about the law of thermodynamics and quantum physics and stuff, like, no one wants to really hear all that, but, you know, we know that this energy is still there. It's just not in the same form. And I had to go through this. You know, I came on the other side of grief, and this book really helped me, you know, go through it. And I've seen so many people, like my sister-in-law, one of my best friends lost her mother-in-law. That so many people were losing people. And I just felt the need to write the book for myself, but also to help people who, you know, in the process have lost someone so dear. And so that really, you know, it helped me come through on the other end of that grief. And, you know, and then I didn't really realize it was going to be a children's book, but when it came down to it, like I showed my husband and he's like, wow, it's going to be a beautiful book. And if I can help children, like my children, this is what I wrote for them as well, process it and deal with it and kind of bring up that conversation, you know, as we talk about Angel Grandma, my kids lost both their grandmas. So, you know, that's our reference. We talk about her always, both of their grandmothers always being around them, you know, though she can't see them. And it's a very difficult concept for a child to understand. But, you know, how I explain it is that, you know, their love, they're guiding them, they're following them, they're protecting them, they're watching over them. And I feel this in my heart to be true. I'm not just, you know, trying to give lip service to my children and just tell them something I don't personally believe in. And I'm not, you know, a very religious person. I think I would say I'm more spiritual, but you know, this is what we are all supposed to be taught. Some, you know, love, and when people pass on, we're not just this shell of this body, you know, there's spirit, there's love, they're still with us. And though we can't see them, that's just one, you know, that's just one aspect of it, you know. And so I tell her, you can feel with your heart, your grandmothers are here. And, you know, it's a difficult concept, but I think talking about it definitely is something that helps. It helps children, it helps us process the grief. You know, it shouldn't be taboo. It shouldn't be like, okay, now you move on. You have a funeral, like, move on with your life. You know, that's nice to say, but in reality, I feel like a huge part of me was missing because, you know, that the person who brought me into this world is no longer here. And even though she was sick for a very long time where I couldn't have conversations with her about motherhood and how do I do this and all that, I still felt like she was on this earth. And to lose that, I was stuck in this place, and I had to move through the grief because I was not a good parent. I was not a good wife. I was not healthy for me. But that's not to say that grief is not, you know, you're supposed to process it and hopefully come on the other side of it.
Mm-hmm. Very, very intelligent. Yes, and I think many people that are listening have been there. And you were talking about, you know, the concept of kids being able to acknowledge and understand the fact that just because somebody's not there doesn't mean they don't love you. And I think that that's something that resonates with adults as well. This is something right. That we have to remind ourselves to such a degree, and it's hard sometimes because you're right, like, you know, the funeral and you go through the process and some people grieve and some people don't. And then they don't grieve till a lot later on, you know, because they sweep it under the rug and they don't deal with it emotionally and they feel they're just going to get over it. And all of a sudden, you know, you can't compartmentalize something. But at the same point, it's like when we stop and just realize the fact that we don't really, there's a lot of things on this planet that we don't see. And, you know, people tell us a lot of things, right? And we're supposed to believe them, but then they do something else. And right. I feel like that's what's so powerful. Let me ask you, because I know that you didn't obviously know that COVID was going to be here as well, which is interesting. And I'm sure you didn't realize that. But I think that we've had this huge impact, you know, obviously with COVID, with COVID-19,
yeah.
And many of us haven't been able to see our relatives that are older, either because they're, you know, they have a compromised immune system or they're living in a facility where we don't want to, you know, open up these people to getting sick. I mean, I feel like this book speaks to people even more right now. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. It's funny because I wrote it obviously a while ago, and I was debating even putting it out because I just didn't want to come off as insensitive. And, you know, I wrote this book, because I heard of COVID, and it was none of that. I was actually the opposite direction. I was asking people, is it okay to put this book out? And then I realized people were suffering, you know, and I had given it to friends and people who lost their grandma, lost their mom, and, you know, adults alike saying it's a beautiful book. And I think, you know, it's such a difficult time because, like, not even if, like you said, you might not have lost somebody, but you can't even see your my grandma's 99, my mom's mom, and she's in a nursing home, and no one can go visit her. So it's just, you know, I really just wanted, in the end, you know, I obviously didn't want to come off as insensitive and putting the book out, but I did make it quite a while, months before COVID, but I just think it could help people, you know, connecting to that. So, like, we're all remote now. We can't even see our own friends or my own family, and it's so hard. So it's like, how do you have that connection? And realizing that, you know, in the physical sense, when you're not physically around them, you can still send them love, and you can still, you know, can still connect in different ways. And it's like really forcing you to do that. And I think the book too is powerful because it is saying that, you know, the love, it does surround you, it does follow you, and just being present in that, you know. And you know, outside with my kids this morning, and my daughter's like, look at the chipmunks, look at this, and look at the squirrels, and she's like bringing me flowers. And you know, children just live in the present moment. They're just there, and we're worried about tomorrow and, you know, paying bills and doing all this. And it's like just seeing them live is such an inspiration in this book and my other work. But they're so good at it, you know. They're good at feeling love and being present, and we need some work on that, you know. But I think the book kind of helps in that sense, where I say love is all around you. I'm all around you. You know, my love never leaves you, even though I'm physically not here. So it kind of like ties in because we can't physically be present with people right now, and just sending love and feeling love and the connection between people, whereas we can't physically give them hugs right now, you know, we can send them love in a different way. So, you know, it's an interesting time, but I think that kind of has the same moral of the story. You know, we can still be sending emotion and love back and forth to people.
I agree with you, and I think right now we're learning how to do that in a different way. It's interesting. You know, I think, too, you know, communicating. I don't have any children right now at this time. I'm actually, I actually became a godmother, though, back on the 20th of May, so I'm really happy. I'll have to put some pictures of you.
That's
adorable. Oh, my gosh. And a friend of mine, actually, one of my best friends, actually, he was actually born on her birthday, which is cool.
Oh, wow.
Very cool. But, you know, it's like, you know, there might be a time where, you know, I might have that conversation, but it's like, how do you, you know, bridge that? And I think this book is a great bridge, obviously,
right,
to help kids to understand. I think it actually reinforces us as adults, too. You know, but what are some of the things, some of the tips that we can talk about for anybody that's listening that has kids right now, to talk to their kids, you know, about, you know, death and grief and loss? And, you know, what are some things that they can do? I mean, besides obviously getting the book and opening that line of communication, what else can they do to really bridge that? What do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great, obviously, to have a conversation, and books are amazing ways to talk and bring up every subject, right? But, you know, some children aren't very vocal. My daughter is like a little chatterbox. She'll just talk and just find a feather and say, oh, Angel Grandma's here. Or, you know, she'll just start saying things, like beautiful things. But some kids are not as vocal. And I think, you know, I'm thinking back even to as a child, when I was a child, we were asked to draw, you know, make a picture book, like actually just draw a book and on any subject. And I wound up, I just remember like the whole thing controversy, because I drew a picture of like my parents, like, fighting, you know, before they got divorced or whatever. And that sparked a whole conversation. And I went to the child psychologist, school psychologist, and, you know, but pictures are a great way for kids who are not, you know, not used to talking or having that open conversation or not comfortable to express their emotions and express their feelings in a different way. So, you know, my daughter will draw pictures of angels and whatnot, but a kid who's not very vocal and is maybe someone, you can ask them to draw a picture of how they're feeling, or, you know, that kind of opens the door. I mean, just different creative outlets, because kids are so good with that, you know, like they'll try anything and they'll experiment with, they'll draw pictures and, you know, so I think that is another great way. Obviously, you know, talking about a family member who's not there, showing them some pictures and explaining, you know, they're still with you, even though they're not physically here, and kind of still bringing the memory back of them and helping them remember. You know, my daughter didn't meet my mother-in-law that many times, but she's like, oh, I remember, and we'll show her pictures. And so it's all those things, but definitely, you know, bringing it up in a way, like, don't push their feelings aside and don't not deal with them, because that's probably the worst thing that you could do. You know, I think we do that ourselves as adults, and children are, you know, we all have that inner child. We all have to deal with the grief, and pushing it away is not going to help anybody. So I think the best thing to do is open that conversation, whichever means of communication, either drawing or reading a book or talking about them or showing them pictures. So that you, any emotions you can help process, you can help them go through it. I think that's, I mean, I'm not a therapist, but that's what worked for us, and that's obviously what worked for me. You know, I was trying to stifle it myself, and that was doing me no good. So I can just speak from my own experience, and that's what's helped me actually dealing with the emotions head on.
That's true, and I agree with you. And it's interesting, too, is just allowing us to feel. And one of the things that I feel is the concept of, if you can conceive it, and you can, you know, create this something in your imagination, then it's real.
Right.
And I think that's something that we never really touch on, is that we believe that some of the stuff that we believe has to be imagination, and I just don't think it is. And I think, like you were saying, with the feathers and the balloon, and, you know, I'm kind of, I had a friend of mine who, his father died, and I was there, and I remember we were sitting there, and he was dying, and he passed away. Right before he passed away, he was able to speak, and he said something about pennies. And we forgot all about that. And then years later, you know, he was really going through a really deep depression, and I was at his house, and there were pennies. We started finding pennies in the weirdest of places.
Wow.
I mean, like, behind a door on the third floor, and in the bathroom on the floor in the corner, and the bathroom we never use. And there was, and then there was these feathers. It was crazy, because, like, the penny thing. Oh, my God, I remember the penny thing. And that's the thing, is, like, guys, think about this, you know. This is what, you know, Heather's talking about, is, like, I connect with Pop Secret popcorn. Okay, so my grandmother used to make Pop Secret popcorn all the time, every day, all day, between that and ice cream. We're not talking about her eating habits here on the show. But, you know, I would smell it. And I remember, like, when she was alive, you know, I would smell it. Like, I would smell it, and I would call her, and I would say, are you eating popcorn? She's like, I am. How did you know? Like, this is weird. Okay.
Aww.
And so over time, I would smell it, and I always would call her, and she was always eating it. And then, like, it's funny, like, recently I've had that experience where I'm in the office, there's nobody cooking, you know, I'm just there, and I smell Pop Secret popcorn. So it's real. So when we return, guys, Heather's going to give us not only how we can find her, but we're also going to talk just a little bit more about just some key encouragement from her about how to really focus on this and how to overcome this, because I think many of us are stuck in the grief, right? And so Heather's here to really help. And so if you're finding yourself there, she's got some tips for you here in just a few minutes. And stay with us, because we have a few more minutes left, and you don't want to miss this last part. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
We're back. Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about the loss of a grandmother, the loss of a mother, the loss of a family member, being able to connect with that family member and feel the love even after they've passed, being able to acknowledge that energy and that power, and be able to speak to yourself about it, overcoming grief and those obstacles, but being able to also speak with your children about this so they can understand that even though grandma might be gone, she's still with you in love and spirit. Heather Lean was with us live here. She is the author of the best-selling book, Angel Grandma. You know, Heather, right before the break, you know, we were talking about, you know, talking with your kids and being able to connect with them and being able to share with them, you know, so that they can feel the love and they can understand that just because somebody's there or isn't there doesn't mean that they still don't love you and that they're still connected with you. I know that, let me ask you some words of wisdom. First off, I know you have another book, too, that's coming out, and that's Love Grows Here. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so that actually, funny, it's me, you know, writing children's book, going through a lot of a spiritual, like, journey myself, but it's like a little lyrical poem of love. It's like looking at all the animals and whether or not they mirror the same human emotions of, you know, judging and being, holding grudges and all these things. And of course, you know, animals just, they live in the present. They're not really thinking like the same thought process as we do. But it makes us look at that. And then, you know, the one universal truth, the one universal language of all of nature and human beings is love. You know, growing where you're planted, you know, and blooming.
And it's just a really cute children's book. It's in rhyme, and it looks at all these emotions, and it kind of puts it in that context of, you know, love is the universal truth. It's the one that we should embrace, and, you know, when we can, reject negative feelings about ourselves and others. So yeah, that's what coming out. Love Grows Here.
I can't wait to read that for sure. I can't wait to read that. Let me ask you just a couple of questions, you know, for motivation and encouragement for the listeners here on Liberty Life Perspectives. You know, there's a lot of folks out there that, you know, I feel like you're living something, you're doing something that you've dreamed about doing. I mean, obviously you're a successful lawyer, but you're being able to write this. A couple of thoughts of encouragements for folks that are feeling about getting out of their bubble and doing something, you know, like writing or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I would just say just find that passion and just do it. You know, I've never really felt so personally fulfilled. Obviously, my children are my greatest blessings, my husband, but I've never had this outlet. And when I found it, you know, I could sit there and just say, I'm not good, I'm just starting out, I have no idea what I'm doing. But instead, I had a purpose, I had a goal behind it. I had this, you know, beautiful love story that I wrote for my mom. And I wasn't going to let anything stop me. So I think, you know, you're growing because you're, like, reaching for something that I don't know how, what to do, or never done it before, but you grow in the process. And it's just been such a great journey for me. And I would just say, if anyone's thinking of doing something that they really find pleasure in and enjoy, just do it. You know, there's no better time than now. I mean, you know, you don't want to let these dreams die with you. And I think it's very real to me because I've seen people, you know, pass on early in life and I don't know if they had any dreams that they didn't fulfill, but it was like that kind of push that I was like, all right, I'm going to pursue this and I'll see where it goes, you know, and that's kind of where I am right now. So I just say, just take that first step and, you know, just follow the little breadcrumbs, wherever they may lead you, but just take the first step and, you know, you got to start now. So
I love that. And, you know, I want to add three things real quick, guys. You know, sky's the limit. If you can conceive it, it's real. Okay? If
right.
You can, it's real. The second thing is see past the 3D life. Okay? We got to see past the 3D. There's more to life than three dimensions. And last but not least, nothing ever dies that's made out of energy. So think about that. If there's energy in something, where does it go? You know, Heather, real quick, where can they find you? Where can listeners find more information on you?
I'm on www.heatherlean.com, and you can follow me on Instagram at Facebook, Heatherlean Author, and I'm on Twitter at AuthorLean, L-E-A-N.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And, Heather, we enjoyed having you so much on Live Your True Life Perspectives, and your book is empowering for children and adults, and we just appreciate you just sharing your wealth of knowledge and just your motivation with us today.
Thank you so much, Ashley. It's such a pleasure. I'm so happy you've been here. Thank you so much.
Heather's amazing, guys. You got to check out this book. Angel Grandma is amazing. And you know what? It's great. I read it several times. I like it. It's great. And I love the illustrations. But the biggest thing is, just remember, if you can conceive it, you can make it happen. This is power. We're powerful beings. Let's make that happen. And guess what? Grief is grief. But when we can get past that grief and we can see the power that somebody exists even outside of their body, that's powerful stuff. Stay tuned. We'll be back next week live and Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back then. I'll be back this time. Free shakes.
CreateYourCause.org started with a passion for making a difference in the world. Inspired by the collective efforts of people like you who work really hard for a cause worthy of your efforts. But a cause needs funding, and we know that effort and hard work can only go so far. A cause needs funding to be sustainable. So we created a platform to assist with raising money, using your most valuable asset, your supporters. From environmental causes to helping the families of fallen soldiers, we know that no matter what your cause is, it's what matters most to you. There's no time like the present. Create your cause today. Go to createyourcause.org. That is createyourcause.org.